And what are the classification of advertising? There could be many, many, many classification for advertising. Look at it. You could do product advertising. Look at it. We probably could do a product advertising. We do institutional advertising. What is institutional? The company as such is advertised. Tata Group, Reliance Group, Aditya Birla Group, right? Institutional advertising. You do advertising so that the primary demand is created in the market that, wow, this is the product is available, and there's an awareness and an interest which comes in onto the consumer to have a primary demand. You probably could see different competitors are advertising. So how your product is better. So competitive advertising, it helps to tell how your product is better, you know. So competitive advertising. Your comparative advertising. You see these detergents, they keep two and show you a comparative advertising. You use this detergent powder, what happens? You use this detergent powder, what happens? You use, you know, maybe a washing utensil, you know, whatever you call that detergent, you see, or a soap. You see, you wash, haath jalta hai, but another nahi jalta. Look at Harpic ad, you know, they show you the cleanliness, you know, if you do with Harpic compared to other brand. So comparative ad, straight away talking about what is my product, my brand, my company going to give you compared to other brand. That's important here. Comparative advertising. Shortage, you see. Oh, till stock last. You know, the offer is on 15th till 15th of March, but till stock last. Right? So they may say. Cooperative advertising, and therefore you could do commercial, non-commercial, and you could also have, you know, basically you would classify and as you want an advertising, you want the consumer to take direct action. For an example, you know, polio advertisement, when they say do boon polio ke drops ka zarur dijiyega, 7 tarikh March ko hai, abhi apne nearby booth mein jaake zarur dijiye. Direct action. They want a direct action, you know. So you could classify the ads in these various forms, you know. And then, as I've already talked about, which is the media which you will select as a company. So media selection. In making decision, we have to consider the following factors. Yaar, what is the financial allocation of advertising? How much money do we have available funds to advertise? I've already spoken about it. You need to understand what is the nature of the product, what is the nature of the service, and what is the demand for my product or service. You need to understand that, right? Because your media selection will depend upon the nature of the product that you are selling. For an example, if it is an industrial product, I manufacture a machine which is used to manufacture, you know, a cough syrup. You know, assemble a cough syrup. Now, I will not go and advertise in the national television, right? What's the point? Probably, I will not probably go and advertise in a magazine like a Film Fare or a Business India also maybe. What I will do, I will go to respective pharmaceutical trade journals and do an ad there. I may take a stall in an exhibition of pharmaceutical products and then exhibit my product there. So the nature of the product and the demand for it is an important, very, very important parameter in selecting or deciding what is the media that we will use for advertising our products. Third, the type of people, the location where they stay, and various characteristics, which means whom are you selling to? Again, an example. If you talk about selling, let's say, a Rolls Royce or an Audi, which is above, let's say, 50 lakhs, a car above 50 lakhs. Now, you should know who are the kind of people who will buy such a kind of product at that price. And if these are the kind of people, what are the kind of things that they do? What are the kind of magazines that they read? What is the kind of newspaper that they follow? And therefore, you know, or where they go, where is it that you will exhibit? So you need to understand that. Who are your consumers? Who are your target audience? The nature of competition. What is the competition doing? Now the competition is very heavily advertising on a particular media, let's say. Now you need to understand what is it that they're doing. And the extent of coverage that is required. I'm selling throughout the country. And I want the awareness of my product to be across the country. And I want it fast. And I have the available resources. So I may say that, dear, in a TRP, which I've just given an example, let's do 5 ads, let's spend 1 crore, maybe 10 ads of 10 seconds at 10 lakhs each, so that we reach, at least from that serial, how many people see? You say, sir, 50 crore people see. At least 10 crores we will be, 20 crores we'll be able to see, you know. Come on, I want a fast action, you know. So depend on the coverage that you require. A very important part of media decision, or any decision for that matter, is the cost of media. The cooperation and promotional aids offered by the media. The media circulation. What do you mean by media circulation? For an example, I want to advertise in Times of India. Now they will say, sir, my circulation of Times of India, which means the paper goes to, sir, 3 lakhs household. I'm just giving some arbitrary numbers, okay? These are not the right numbers. I'm just giving some arbitrary numbers. My paper goes to 3 lakhs and my circulation is 3 lakh copies. Economic Times, 2 lakhs, sir. And Hindustan Times may say, sir, mine is 1,80,000. So circulation, what is the kind of circulation of the vehicle in this media? For an example, media is print. Vehicle could be newspaper, Times of India. Media could be air. Vehicle could be television, Star TV, Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi, a serial. Okay. What is happening, dear, is that we need to understand that when a company selects the media, it has to take into consideration all these factors. I'm sure your understanding is very simple, sir. Now let's look at what are the characteristics of important media. One, different kind of advertising. When we talk about the mural advertising. Now what's mural advertising? It has a general and widespread appeal and can attract attention of many, many people. Now that's the upside. Or what's the downside? The downside is, it is not useful in selective advertising if you are advertising specialized products to specialized or customized target audience. Second, press advertising. I'm talking now about different kinds of advertising and the ups and downs of each of them in a small way. Press advertising. What is press advertising? Newspapers have a general and wide appeal. And I'm sure we all will agree that is a very wide, common method of publicity. Abhi tak, as of now. I don't know tomorrow. With the internet coming up, you know, young people are not reading newspaper. Everything have got an app. And that app, digitally they are looking at. So is that going to be digital? Maybe yes, in times to come. But till now, digital is there. But newspaper or the print is making a good difference. Oh, what is the downside? The downside is they had a short span of life. One day, is it not? Times of India comes to you today, next day you don't read it. One day, that's gone. So your span of span of life for Times of India is one day. Whereas if you go and probably take a magazine, which circulation is after 15 days, so 15 days that magazine is there, it is you read sometime or the other, so it's 15 days. The span of life is 15 days. Dear friends, let us understand, therefore, they have a short span of time. Waste in advertising could be considerable, and literacy affects its illiteracy affects its utility. Because if a person is not literate, he can't read it. Whereas if there's an ad, he just knows, he just listens, he understands, you know. But reading, maybe, you know. Third, film advertising. Now, you know, it's just very good because in the audio visual, both sound and light is there. And this technique has maximum impact on the audience. Maximum impact on the audience, dear friends. Effectiveness, but the downside is the effectiveness cannot be measured. Waste in film publicity can be considerable, sir, because people don't see the thing. You see, many times you see, whenever the ad also comes, sometimes you're seeing a serial or you're watching a cricket match. And there's an ad which comes. You get up. And that time you do something, you know. And then when again the things are, you come back. Now that could happen, you know. You could get up and go. Radio advertising. Of all the medias, radio has the shortest closing time. We all are aware about it. Radio uses only audio, one-way sound signal, you know. Right? Now what's the downside? The downside is the length of the time media is momentary. The message may be lost if the radio is not tuned. Now that's the same with even TV ad. That's the same, you know, when it comes to television advertisement. Television reaches the audience almost like face to face, you know, because we are seeing a television. It's all, see, today it is one way communication between you and me in this video, but I am as good as face to face with you. When you on the video, I am as if you're looking at me and I'm talking to you. Is it not face to face, you see? But you have limited market coverage, very, very expensive, no lifespan, 10 seconds gone. Cannot have a long advertising copy. You cannot go and show a longer ad because you know it's expensive. You know. Transit advertising. Number six, transit. What is transit advertising? You all know transit, moving. Transit advertising consists of, you see this car, you know, you see this Olas, and you see this Ubers, and you see this different kinds of cars, you know, and or buses. Right, with long ads which they have, hoardings which they put, transit ad, you know, transit advertising, you use it in railway, you know, railway you would see, buses you would see, subways you would see, and you know, you have outside displays you would see, and therefore, dear friend, the transit advertising is limited in quantity by the number of public vehicle in operations. That's the downside. Direct mail, very important today. Direct mail is the most personal and the selective media. So you have the data, I want to write to you, I say, dear doctor so and so, you know, greetings, you know, it's my pleasure to talk to you, and it's my pleasure to inform you, you know, that this is what we are offering, and this could be a great immense help to you. If you are interested, you could please kindly contact me. This is my personal number, Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, falana falana dikana. You know, direct mail, you see. But what's the downside? Receiver may consider it as a junk mail, and it may not have any value. Now we know how many things comes and we put it in spam, you know. So, direct mail. Eighth, advertising specialties. What is advertising specialty? They are given to advertising targets without cost or obligation. Without cost or obligation, you know. These includes wide varieties of items such as calendars. You know, we have calendars, we add on them. You know, books ke piche mein, there is an ad. If you look at, we will have these matches. You know, pens, there is some ads on them. So, you know, these are specialties advertising. What the downside is, it could be costly and limited space available. for a sales message. You know. Limited space, so advertising specialties. The ninth one is the point of purchase. Point of purchase, POP we call it, which means when I go to buy something in a shop and I see an ad put up there, point of sale. It really represents sales promotion devices. Most of them we advertise to let you know that 50% off, 10% off, buy this free. So dear, it covers the display material used in advertising program. What is the downside? Such point of purchase material may include advertising on the package. It could be on a window banner, and it could be probably a self-talkers, etc. The last one through which we can advertise or important characteristics of them is the leaflets or the brochures or the folders that we use when we go. Leaflets, folders are used in case of industrial goods. So since I spoke about that machine which I am manufacturing for pharmaceutical company to make their cough syrup, let's say. Now I will have a brochure, a literature, a leaflet, right? Or a folder wherein, you know, I would have the machine picture, I would have the specifications, I would give the features, I will give the benefits, I'll give the address, I'll give many information, whatever is required. Now this is another form of advertising. Dear friends, after having understood what is advertising, how important is it, after having understood that how and what different kinds of advertising we could do and what are the ups and downs, let's look at when we advertise. Obviously we need to create a theme, obviously we need to have an appeal for the product which we are advertising. Now what is the theme or appeal? Dear friends, the theme or appeal is a central idea around which the advertising or advertisement is created. You know what we say? We say it's a heart and soul of advertising copy or the advertising message that we want to give. And you know, this particular message that we want to give is the most important reason which leads to the purchase of your product. And therefore, dear, this is an appeal. We would like to have an appeal which is based on human emotions. Could be feelings, sentiments, the needs, the demands, the desires, the aspirations of our consumers. And it ignites, you know, it ignites the will to purchase and acquire the product. A good example which comes to my mind at this point in time is the LIC ad, Life Insurance Corporation of India. I see many a times when we are going and we are on the signal, if you are waiting for the signal, you probably see a big hoarding up there. You know, we say, you know, up, you know, when you are there, you are obviously taking care of the family. For any reasons you are not there, what is going to happen? So when you see that ad, you know, emotions are hit, sentiments are hit, you know, and probably then you feel that, yeah, that's right, you know, today I'm there and I'm providing financially for my family, but tomorrow if I'm not there, you know, my family's financial thing probably would be hit, and therefore I should take insurance, you know. So you see, this is a very important point. Hitting the emotions, the sentiment. A good theme, therefore, for any product or service will aim at the basic buying motive. I give an example of insurance. What is the buying motive? If I'm not there, financial security for my family. It will attract the right group of prospect. For an example, now the same ad looked at by a 22-year-old boy or a girl who do not have the responsibility and who probably are coming from a good socio-economic background and a cultural status which is high, probably may not ignite him. Because at this point in time, he is not that will help him for awareness maybe, but that will not ignite him, or that will not push him to go and say, wow, I want to buy. Most of them are exceptions may be there. Are you with me? So we need to understand, therefore, that we need to probably tie the theme in a logical form with the product and its qualities, and be capable of being used in multiple medias. So we need to do that. And a good advertising theme, and what's a copy? Copy is what we write. If you look at any brochure of any ad, you see the top line, you know, and you'll see the bottom line, and you see, you know, in between the creative, and you see in between, you know, the content, what is written, and the pictures which are put. So we are talking about advertising copy. Advertising copy should do what? One, it should draw attention. The advertising should be such that it would suggest something to me. You should buy this product, you know. LIC. Memorizing value. What is it that I remember about it? Conviction. I want to buy this. Sentimental appeal. I spoke about, you know. You see all these perfumes and all which are sold, you know, maybe 5,000 and 10,000 a bottle for maybe, you know, 200 ml. How are they selling? Sentimental, emotional value, sir. Educational value. You see, you want to, you know, you're going and probably you're thinking that you would like to increase your qualification, and, you know, you're already working somewhere, and then you come up with an ad which shows you that, yes, you could do a program, you know, by, you know, like the program which we are just, what you're talking about, where you could probably have the good of both the things, a video lecture, a VCF, a PCP, a value-added activity, a book, a e-book, and, you know, then you say, wow, you see, well, so educational value, instinctive value, what is that instincts are? So a good advertisement copy should have all these elements, you know. If you look at this small one slide, you know, what it says, look at that. Advertising collectives, what are the objective? Emphasis is on communication task. Emphasis is to see that it is related to sales, profit and growth. So we want it that is related to sales. And this is what is an advertising budget. Because I've already told you that money nahi hai, toh kahan karega? And advertising budget has to be linked with the objective. I've already spoken about it. You say a 20% increase in sale requires a 50 lakhs advertising budget, and we don't have 50 lakhs, we have only 10 lakhs. You need to understand whether the objective is right. Once the objective is right, then you go on to create advertising messages. Which means, what is the theme? So you'll develop the theme, the creative, which I just spoke about. You need to understand what is the message structure that you would like to give. You need to understand the words, the pictures, the symbols, the design, the color, the action, the slogan, the tagline, the top line, the bottom line, the color combination, everything. What is it that how you will use the advertising message? And then after this message is ready, you need to know how do you probably understand what is the advertising media that we will use. So you need to select the media. I've given you some examples earlier on this, you know. And then you need to schedule the media. Star TV, 8 o'clock, every day, Monday to Friday, you know, 4 times a week, 4 times a day, Monday to Friday, between 8 to 8:30. So you need to schedule. And then obviously, when your advertisement is there, so how do you schedule this? You need to understand that you want to do research. TRP kya hai? Which is the program? You need to do probably a pre-test. You need to understand the way you will deliver the message. Karke. And once you do that, then obviously the thing is there. Now you need to evaluate. You need to measure the result. Then this is what you thought. Are you getting it? You need to understand the communication that you did. What are the results of that communication? You need to understand the sales budgets and the objectives that you get for yourself. When you are advertising, are you getting it? You need to understand the profitability or the market share objectives that we kept for ourselves. Are we getting it? Karke? And therefore, we need to understand the response. So audience, you know, audience, readers, listeners, viewers, press, radio, television, outdoor advertising, all this probably, you know, comes from here. And then finally, you get a feedback through the evaluation method. Are you doing? Are you not doing? If you are doing, good, do more of it. If you are not doing, understand why, change, and then make it better. So that's what is advertising management as such. Now, dear friends, as a company, who does this advertising? Most of the company probably have some advertising agency through which it works. So what are the tasks of these advertising agency? And what is an advertising agency? Who is an advertising agency? Dear, advertising agency is an independent concern acting as specialist in advertising. It acts as an agent or a consultant of the advertiser. Who could be a manufacturer manufacturing the product or service? Who could be a dealer? Who could be a wholesaler? Who could be a retailer? Right? Now I want to advertise my product. A retailer, you know, I have opened a new medical store. And I need to inform people around that this is a medical store which we will get everything 24/7. We also will give free eye checkup, let's say, from this day to this day and from this time to this time. Now you need to advertise. So you see, advertising agency does this task, you know. In order to achieve, therefore, a complete advertising service for its clients, the advertising agency has to do many things. Now, some people do some of it, some people do specialized work, some people do comprehensively everything. What do they do? Number one, the copy. Copy is what we are going to write and things like that. The copyright. They need to understand what are the pictures, what is the art that we use, the photographs that we would probably, you know, need to take. They need to do a media planning. Which is the media? Now, this is in consultation, obviously, with the company. So, what is the media planning? What is the budget available? They need to buy this media space. Is it not? If you go and you want to advertise on television, you need to buy that space. So they should, they have those contacts with these guys. Whether it's a radio, whether it's a television, you know, you need to understand what kind of commercials will you produce. You need to understand that, you see, as an advertising agency, we need to have market research. Now, some people also give this outsourced market research to somebody else. We need to produce that. If it's a film, you need to produce a film. If it is an audio, you need to produce that audio tape. If it's a print ad, you need to produce the design and the creative ad. And then PR, very, very important. Now, there are some specialized PR agencies today who do the publicity or the PR work. So we need to have PR. Merchandising. If you are doing an FMCG product and you want to use merchandising, and probably you will use on a point of sale, you need to put those danglers, and you want to put those banners, and you want to put the window display. So you need to have these things. Sales promotion devices. Are you doing sales promotion? If yes, what is the device? Is it a contest that you are running? Is it a sweepstakes that you are running? What is it that you are doing? And we need to understand that forwarding the advertising material to the media owners and the clients, and that has to also be in time. Because every company has an objective and they need to do it with times. So share of advertising, which is done in the marketplace, is what we call a share of voice. And the share of voice that we have is the share of mind and heart of the customers, and therefore we get the share of market. And you know, if you look at communication effect, we look at the sales effect. The company said the company's share of advertising expenditure gives the share of voice, which earns the company the share of minds and hearts of the consumer. And they come and buy, which ultimately achieves the share of market. You know, the thumb rule. The thumb rule, it said that the share of voice and the share of market should have 1:1 ratio. Now this is for known products. आपने एडवर्टाइजिंग किया, शेयर ऑफ वॉइस आपको इतना मिला, शेयर ऑफ मार्केट इज इतना, 1:1. वेर एज फॉर अननोन प्रोडक्ट, न्यू प्रोडक्ट, इट्स 2:1, विच मीन्स योर शेयर ऑफ वॉइस इज 2, द मार्केट दैट यू गेट इज 1, 2:1. देयर फोर डियर फ्रेंड, एडवर्टाइजिंग इफेक्टिवनेस इज मेजर्ड बाई दिस वे. द रेशियो शोज ओवर स्पेंडिंग और misspending. If you're not getting, you have done 2:1 and you've done 2, you're not getting 1, which means you have either overspent. The last thing that we are going to look in this chapter is what is the weakness of advertising as a promotional tool. Now see, every coin has got two sides, so there's critics everywhere, criticism everywhere. Now, you need to do advertising, you see. Very, very important. You know, someone said advertising, you know, marketing without advertising is like winking at the girl in the dark. You know what you are doing. She does not. Dear friend, that itself means that we need to advertise. But however, this is very positive. There could be some weaknesses. Let us look at this. What is there one by one? Advertising is only one element of marketing mix. You know, you have sales promotion, you have personal selling, you have public relation, you have direct marketing. These are the other elements of the marketing mix there. And therefore, you see, personal selling at all level, promotion and sales all level. So advertising is just one part. You cannot just advertise and just get the sales out. You have to do the other things also. So it's not comprehensive by itself, and it's not complete therefore by itself. Second, it is less effective than personal selling and also sales promotion. For an example, you see, now this will depend on the product. I gave that example of you getting into a Vijay sales and how that guy converted you from a Sony to, let's say, a product which you have never heard of. So sales promotion paid an important thing. Advertising, third point, is less flexible than personal communication. See, I go and air a message. It's gone. Control is gone. But when I'm speaking one-to-one with you, I'm understanding what is it that you're looking at. And since I'm understanding what is it that you're looking at, I may tune my communication in a way by understanding your need and understanding it correctly and then giving what my product or service can give and probably give you only that thing and you may buy. So, but advertising is mass media na saab, sab ke liye ek, communicate kar diya. Advertising is a one-way, therefore, means of communication, and any one-way means of communication which obviously have less impact than a two-way communication. I'm sure if you had been sitting with me in front of me in a PCP, which is a personal contact program, and I would have been doing this particular chapter, you would have raised your hand and asked me many questions. And obviously, you know, I would have done it one two-way communication. With two-way communication, understanding is much better. So obviously, one-way and two-way communication has its own advantages and therefore disadvantages. Sixth, it is most efficient communication with low cost, but it is less effective as a tool of communication because there is no control, sir. Gone is gone. Sixth, unable to reach prospects when they are in a buying mode. Now suppose you are wanting to buy, you are looking at it, but that time the company is not advertising. So that's the thing. Advertising media, newspaper, magazines carry many messages competing with one another, a lot of noise to secure the attention of the audience. I'm saying I'm there, I'm good. You're saying you are there, you're good. Somebody's saying he's there, he's good. So a lot of noise, a lot of things, you know, a lot of competitive advertising being there, which creates a lot of noise. Thus it creates noise in the communication process. Eighth, advertising many a time lacks credibility and trustworthiness. Somebody tells me, sir, people show a fair and lovely you use for 8 days, and you know from your color you will get a color like a foreigner. I mean, how is that possible? You know. Oh, I agree. You know. So sometimes, you know, it may lack some kind of credibility and trustworthiness. That's one of the things. Dear friends, I'm sure this was a very exciting chapter. Very good. And I'm sure you've understood all of it. God bless you. Stay tuned in for the next chapter, which is chapter number 10. Take care of your health. Bye-bye. See you.